Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Hundreds of protesters blocked traffic on the Ida B. Wells Drive downtown Chicago during yesterday's afternoon rush hour, causing major backups. The Sun-Times reports more than 70 people were ticketed by Chicago police for obstructing traffic. The protesters gathered in the Federal Plaza, and they chanted and sang songs as they made their way into the streets. The demonstrators are calling for an end to the violence in the Middle East, and they want Senators Dick Durbin and Tammy Duckworth to call for a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. Protest organizer Ashley Bohr is with the group Jewish Voice for Peace Chicago.
I think it's important for our elected officials because they have power to affect institutional change. I think it's important for them to know that their constituents do not agree and cannot stay silent as we watch an unfolding genocide in Gaza.
A couple of other Jewish organizations collaborated with Jewish Voice for Peace on the protest. Governor J.B. Pritzker joined with Arab American and Muslim groups to condemn what they say is a sharp increase in anti-Arab, Islamophobic, and anti-Semitic hate. The governor says the number of hate crimes and online threats targeting Muslim and Jewish people is skyrocketing as fighting between Hamas and Israel continues.
It is up to us to reject the notion that Muslims and Jews and Palestinians here are responsible for the actions of governments thousands of miles away.
Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul is adding his voice to those denouncing hate. He is also encouraging residents to report hate crimes and incidents of discrimination to his office. The two Democrats joined the Illinois Arab American Bar Association yesterday in calling on Illinois residents of all faiths and backgrounds to stand together and to denounce hateful rhetoric. Chicago Police Department officials are promising action after WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times investigated cops who joined an anti-government group. My colleague Dan Mahalopoulos contributed to the report. More than a year ago, the Anti-Defamation League gave the CPD the names of Chicago cops who popped up on a leaked membership list for the notorious Oath Keepers. After WBEZ and the Sun-Times got a copy of the message last week, police officials told us they will open an investigation into those officers. Here's David Goldenberg from the Anti-Defamation League.
It's critical for law enforcement agencies to take these matters seriously.
New Mayor Brandon Johnson has called for terminating any Oath Keepers and Proud Boys in the department. And some Chicago City Council members say they're alarmed that only a fraction of the city's 311 operators speak Spanish. 311 Director Audrey Mathis told Alderpersons the city has 6 employees who can take calls in Spanish. And that's out of 43 operators. Mathis says the city instead relies on a 24-hour contractor to service numerous languages.
Because it's very difficult sometimes to determine who's going to get a particular call. And rather than waiting to put them in a separate queue with only individuals that speak that language, we immediately transfer them to the language line to make the call go along faster.
240 languages are offered on that language line, but several alderpersons said the translation services are not always up to par, especially in emergency situations. Some quick hits before the weather today. Part-time faculty at Columbia College Chicago are taking a strike vote this week over cuts to classes taught by adjunct instructors. A campus spokesperson says it is normal for course selections to be slashed if they don't have enough students signed up. But the union representing about 600 part-time Columbia College educators alleges the sections had enough enrollment and that the cuts were made to save money. The faculty strike vote ends Wednesday, and the union plans to announce the results Thursday. The group has also announced the launch of a no-confidence vote against the college's president. Illinois lawmakers head back to Springfield today for the start of the fall veto session. They'll consider overriding Governor J.B. Pritzker's vetoes on measures surrounding nuclear reactors and downstate electricity transmission. But they could also consider new legislation and measures they did not get into in the spring. Today's weather, it's going to be unseasonably warm with temperatures reaching the high 70s. And tomorrow we're expecting rain and temperatures to hit the mid 60s. If you like the show, then please rate and review us. It helps people find The Rundown. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.